Yes. As far as Hillary Clinton, that was the perfect answer for a politician. If she said yes, she'd be on the Shanghai list.
Oh, she could never say yes, but she could nuance it, though. She could play a little footsie with the language.
That's right. No, she won't. She knows who Obama is, and she's got to play her role, and that's it.
Can you imagine if she did say yes? I'm going to run in 2012.
She would be on the first boat to China.
There's a traitor in our midst.
Yeah, that's what I feel.
Yeah. Well, do you get the same feeling that I get about the passing of an era?
Well, there's no doubt. I'm an older person, and I can tell you that, yes, there's a time that's passed now, and we've really got to be concerned about the future for our young people, because it doesn't look good. And I'm also a former military, and I know, because I'm in the White House. I've been there. So it's just not good. If people don't wake up, we're going to lose what we have.
All right. Very good, sir. I thank you for your time and your comments.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Hey, WLAD, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Rinelli.
Ah.
Of course she's lying. Of course she's lying. Did you see her reaction? Did you hear her reaction?
We've got another cynic in our midst here. All right. Well, why is she lying?
Why is she lying? Because she has coveted that position of power for years. She has tried to lay the groundwork ever since she had to marry.
You think she's going for it again then?
Absolutely she's going to go for it again.
You're already printing up her bumper stickers.
She won't go against. She won't do it 2012. She won't. Because she's not strong enough. She'll never be strong enough to go against the cult of personality that is Barack Obama. She'll never be strong enough. But she is going to go for it again. And I bet she's hoping she can run against Sarah Palin.
That would be a very interesting matchup.
But she was lying. You watched the. She was lying, lying, lying. Her reaction was, are you going to run for president again? Ha, 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 ha. Oh. I'm like, really? Are you serious?
As if she's never heard that question before.
Like she's never heard it. And she's so peeved that she has the Secretary of State position when here you have this upstart senator from Illinois who only did like 100 days in office, comes in here and just wows and charms everybody and takes away what should have been hers.
It should have been mine. That was my White House.
And she's always going to live in the shadow of her husband, Bill. And that's all I have to say about that. All right?
And with that bombshell.
And with that bombshell, you have a good morning, Mr. Rinelli.
All right, you too.
Bye now.
Bye.
She's a politician. Do they ever really mean what they say?
Oh, listen to how cynical you are. She was asked three separate times in an interview on the Today Show, and she said, no, no, no. Every single time. Ruling it out.
Well, you know how those Clintons are.
Leaving no doors open.
I have relations with that woman. You know, I think she's just trying to keep her job right now. And why would you be thinking about your boss's job when you're trying to do a good job?
Right, but you could always use squirrely language like never say never or something like that.
She
was definitive in her answer. No.
I don't know. I think she may still want to.
What do you want? Do you want her to run again?
I don't know. I just want to stop bailing people out. That's what I want to stop.
Let's say that Obama just absolutely implodes for the rest of his first term. I mean, I don't know what could happen, but let's say he does, and Hillary senses that weakness. Do you think that she should jump in 2012 and take a shot at it?
Sure, if she's still strong and she doesn't keep exploding herself out at people asking about her husband, you know, things like that.
You know, age has a lot to do with this, and it's unfortunate, but the older a woman gets,
here we go,
the more difficult it is. I don't know. I want to delicately phrase this, but it's unfair that men are said to age gracefully when women have a tougher time of it. That's what I'm getting at.
Well, you know, it's true. We're graceful at the beginning because we're, you know, trying to find a mate. And then
once you do, you let it all go.
Exactly. Then we get crabby and crotchety and we've just had enough. Stop asking me about stuff. You know, our tempers do get a little, you know, fired up. So you're absolutely right. It's amazing how you know exactly how chicks go. It's amazing.
That's why I'm on the radio, ma'am.